This episode of the Cutting Edge Podcast is brought to you by GlassGadget.com. Showcase Innovations creates tools that help shower door installers be more efficient and save time. Check out GlassGadget.com for more information. Testing, testing, one, two. Can you hear me out there?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to another live stream. It's Wednesday evening, and we are here. It's weird. We just keep coming back here and doing this every week. You know, it's like, who'd ever thought? But, you know, that's pretty cool. I learn stuff all the time. You know, in fact, I was thinking today, remembering back to when I first went into business for myself, and it was like, I was kind of just doing it part-time, just kind of testing the waters, right? Was working full-time for some contractor over the hill, as we say here in Santa Cruz, you know, driving over 17, over the mountain to go to somewhere northern part, or not really northern, but a little north of here to work, and then coming back and doing jobs on the weekends or like after hours. Sometimes I call in sick, you know, so I could do a job. That's pretty cool. But, you know, I really didn't have any money to invest in it. I didn't have a decent logo or anything. Just like went to Staples and got some business cards. You know, I don't know even what my first card looked like anymore. It was pretty lame, black and white. You know, I wasn't going to spend any money on it and didn't have a designer or anything like that. I just went out and started, you know, like, how do you get a customer, you know, when you're first starting, you know, you've never had a customer before. How do you get your first customer?
A lot of networking, I seen that you're part of the tips, or we were part of the tip at one time. That helped a lot, being part of the tip in the chamber.
The tip. All right, so you're not in the group anymore?
No. I'm a blue badge, so I can still badge. Join.
That means you brought in a member and they joined.
A few members. I'm like, I think I have like close to 10 members, I think.
It goes green first and then blue, right?
Yeah, white, green, blue. I just wanted the blue because I got tired of that poker folder. Did you guys have the poker folder?
No, not in our little
group. Yeah, the poker folder was this little card that goes around, and whoever gets it has to bring guests the following week. If not, you got to pay $20.
Ooh, okay. We've done something similar to that. Like, you know,
yeah.
More like a fundraiser than it is a membership drive.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. You guys haven't heard of that. LaTip International is a networking group. It's pretty cool because they only allow one member of each category. So, you know, like if you go to the chamber, there's like a whole bunch of insurance agents and then a whole bunch of realtors and a whole bunch of lawyers. You know, those lawyers, they congregate anywhere they can, you know. But and this particular group, it's like there's only one of each. You still end up with a lawyer, you know, and a realtor, but there's only like one of each. And then the glass category, like you own it. And then if there's a number of different contracts, especially if there's a general contractor in the group, you make these alliances and it makes it easy to pass what we call tips to each other. And it's strictly for, you know, passing leads to other businesses. So it's local businesses getting together. We get together, have breakfast on Thursday mornings. So, it's something that I'm involved in, you know, but yeah, that was one of the early things that I did in my, when I started up. Was got involved in that networking group, and that did a lot to help me build my business.
Yeah, that helped us a lot too when we started.
Yeah. But what about the rest of you guys? I mean, think back to when you were starting up, you know? I mean, what did you do to get business? You know, how has that changed over the years?
Well, we did that, and then also my dad was in the business to run the Sarah for a long time, and when he started his own business, a lot of people followed him, so it was kind of a blessing that, you know, that happened, you know, but like I said, along with the tip and then We did a lot of property management too, work for. So we did broken windows, screens, did all that for a lot of years. We still do it. And that helped us come, that put us where we're at today. So big old building, you know, big old building, multiple trucks. We did pretty good. We did pretty good for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So
it doesn't happen overnight though.
Oh, heck no. I remember the hard times and I remember the good times. So,
we did a lot of home shows in the beginning, and we did a lot of, I joined the Home Builders Association in this region, and that really paid a lot of benefits. You know, it took time, obviously. You have to build trust, but I attended a home builders meeting this summer, and I counted there were 45 attendees, and I was just sitting here looking around the room, and we had done business with 42 of them, and most of them continue to be regular customers. So that was probably the biggest impact.
Yeah.
Why don't you mention that? Because I need to get back into my home builders. I'm still a member. I just never go to the meetings anymore. But thanks for the reminder. I need to get back into it and start networking again. I'm actually curious. You had mentioned home shows. I've done home shows since the beginning. Ours are in the spring home shows at the last of February. But I was getting ready to make a Facebook post to find out what everybody does for their home show display. I'm wanting to change mine up. It's pretty homegrown looking. I don't want to break the bank, but I don't know if anybody's got any ideas about that.
How many of you guys are doing shows like that, like home shows or whatever?
Nope.
Dobman. Oh, the Dobmans, of course. They do everything. They're not missing a trick.
We're doing our first home show coming up.
Early, right on.
Yep. So it'll be, what month is that? But it's like, I can't even think of the month. I think it was like January or something, but it sounds like a long time from now, but it's not.
What kind of displays do you do, Brad? Are you?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. This is my first one. And, so that's why I chimed in. I thought maybe, somebody has some ideas there. I know one thing I do want to do, because we have a really good website, is bring a laptop, a big monitor, TV screen, probably something like that, and have it cycling all the pictures, and maybe another laptop with a smaller monitor. So if I get in a conversation, I can leave one going through all the pictures and have the other one where I can demonstrate, or have a conversation with the customer and show them things. In particular, off another laptop. So that's kind of what my thought is. We have a little corner shower display that's a little tiny thing, but I think most people know about shower doors now. So I might bring some glass samples and propaganda, So I don't know.
As far as pictures go, what I use, the monitors are nice, but you got to wait for that next picture to come up, or you got to try to navigate to it. I've got two binders with pictures. And that's really powerful because it's got all your, not all, but it's got a lot of your sample representative pictures of showers that you've done. And, they'll start talking, well, we've got a new wall over here, and you flip to one and it's like, oh yeah, that's exactly my shower. It's just a different tile or whatever. And it's really a good way to start that conversation because now there's a mutual understanding, exactly what they have. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, you've done that shower before. And so the binders work really well for that.
Brad,
The thing I like about that too is that it's tactile too. So it's like people can touch it, people can flip through it. Whereas, you know, like photos, they only appeal to your eyes. But even if it's just flipping pages or touching pages of a book, it gets another sense involved, right?
And when there's a lot of people at your booth, it's a good holding place. They'll start flipping through the binder, mm-hmm. waiting for you to finish talking to the other peer person. And then when you're done, they're there waiting for you. So it's a good place for them to just kind of hang out until it's their turn to talk to you.
Gotcha.
There's something that I'll
say something.
Yeah. There's something that I also would do with maybe like bring a PC or then to use like a station to build their own shower door. Like you give some certain access to the showers online and they can build the way they want. And then you can print it out and hold it right away.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they kind of play around or you can, you know, kind of show them what a shower door might look like.
Yeah, like right. When you go to a car website, like a manufacturer, you build your own car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, is there something that maybe Smart Builder has that I can kind of, you know, keep the pricing numbers out of it and all that kind of stuff? I don't want anybody to see all that information that's on my screen.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I don't know about Smart Builder. I'm not really that familiar with it. I know it's pretty much the same thing as Showers Online, right? I mean,
yes.
Showers Online is Smart Builder, right?
Yes.
I remember the old. So what I'm working on now is kind of the beta version of the new Showers Online. And I don't even know if this is actually released yet. I like it a lot better than the old one in a lot of ways. But like the old one, one cool feature was that you could take a picture of the bathroom, right? And then put the enclosure like in their bathroom, like use their bathroom photo as a background for it. So that's a cool feature.
That's cool. Yeah, that's real cool. And that's on their new program.
Is it?
And that's what I'm asking you. Is that what's on their?
No, I don't know. I don't see it in there. It's really kind of a pared down version. It seems it's like less buggy than the old one. I think it's a completely different platform, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, I've been working with that since about the beginning of the year, and I like it. It's got its pluses and minuses. It's a little bit slow to start up.
It is.
Yeah, it's slow to start up.
I'm having trouble with it too.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you think it's just not going to start. You know, I have to kind of go grab a cup of coffee and then like come back and, oh, yeah, there it is. Started up.
You know,
pretty good.
You know what I do, Chris? I keep on refreshing until I see it pop up. I'm like, all right, there you go.
So you're like the guy who stands at the elevator and just pushes the button over and over.
Oh, hell yeah.
Aren't you?
Get the door to close faster. Come on, let's go. Don't let that person in. Brad, it looks like he stinks.
I just knew it.
Brad, the door will come fast. What I use is a Smart Builder app, though, on my iPad. And so it doesn't have any pricing. It's just simply for taking measurements and building out the shower. It doesn't put clips in and, you know, it doesn't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get a visual representation for the customer if that's what you're looking for.
Is it the Smart Glazer? Is that what you're talking about? The app? The one with the owl?
Well,
the one with the owl?
I don't know about that.
That's the Smart Builder.
I talked to the guys over at Smart Builder today. I was thinking of going over to them. It's the same thing.
There is an owl. Look at that. I had no idea.
Oh, no, look at that.
Had no idea it was an owl. Look at that.
Yeah. So I talked to the guys over at Smart Builder today. It's the same thing. I mean, I guess I was told that Sarah Lawrence owns the rights to Showers Online, I guess, or something like that. But I've been telling them that I'm unhappy with them because, like Chris is saying, that it takes forever. And then also the feature that I like about Showers Online is that you can send them the link to their quote, to your customers, to open that link up. the prices on there, and then they can see a 3D rendering of the shower, and they can also interact with the enclosure. They can open and close it. They can spin the shower the way around to see how it looks. Well, the link, I don't know what, if it's broken or what, but every time I send it, they can't get into it. I can't get into it. It's just, you know, and then I call them up. It seems like they don't want to help us and help me. And they just, you know, just a tough luck kind of a thing. So, and I talked to the guys at Smart Build, and they said, yeah, they've been having trouble with that. So, but Smart Build does have a lot more. I don't know if you guys, how many of you guys are still into the whole residential area, residential scene. But they do have like IG units. They have an app for that. So you know, your guys can use it, and they go measure an IG unit. They can all record it in that program. And so, you know, sounds like a, you know, for a company that does all around things, it sounds pretty good. So I'm thinking of going that way. I don't know yet. Like I said, I've been having trouble with that shower online. So especially paying, you know, what I pay a month for that, should everything should work.
Yeah, it's a little buggy. I mean, sometimes like
before they had the update, it was good. Now they had whenever they did the update, they sort of screwed it up. So I was like, so
yeah, let us know later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So only thing about the Smart Builder, they're from New Zealand, so they gotta go on New Zealand to talk to them. So. And when they're open, I'm working, so I don't know how that works, but yeah. I got a question for you guys. Okay, off subject.
All right. All
okay, right. So I got a customer. He came in, looked at my barn door system. He loves it. But he wants to use it for an entrance to his bathroom, like a Laguna kind of thing, but he doesn't want the Laguna. He doesn't like it. He likes the look of the barn door. Have you guys ever put like a crescent in front of a door where they use it to for that situation? And if you did, what you do to modify it to keep the glass away from the wall? And, you know, did you have to add an extra piece of wood on top to bring it out? What do you guys do?
Who wants to take this one? You know, there are other systems made just for that, you know, that CRL makes. And then there's actually, there are other companies that make glass barn door systems just for entrances. I mean, you certainly can use like a crescent series, you know, and just, you know, mount it to the wall, use it as a regular entry door.
But, yeah, I'm sure you could use where the fasteners are. I'm sure you could, you know, go through that and attach it to the wall. But as far as, you know, because you got to have a gap between that so the door, right. You know.
Yeah, if I was going to like use a shower door like that for that purpose, I would probably go with something more like, Cambridge.
Yeah.
Because I think that header would be easier to mount to the wall.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And automatically hold you off the wall the way that you want. And then, you'd have your stoppers on each end, stop the door from rolling off the end, and you'd be golden.
Yeah. I was thinking about that too. But he didn't like the small rollers from the Cambridge. He likes the big rollers. I'm like, so, and he said on that, there's no talking out of it. And so hey, I'm like,
have you tried Crown Lab?
Crown Lab.
Fantastic.
Crown Lab. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Deals,
Crown Lab.
It's sick.
The K.
Right? That's who I was trying to think of. They're awesome.
And where are they out of?
I think it's Portland.
Yeah, Portland, okay. West Coast.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and what's the name of them? I can't really hear what you're saying. What was it?
Go ahead, Chris. Crown Lab.
It's crowns, like a crown on your head.
Uh-huh.
Lab, right? L-A-B?
Yep.
Crown Lab.
Oh, okay.
Except with a K.
They're a little more expensive.
Yeah, they're not cheap, but they're nice.
It's super nice.
Were they at the show last year or 2 years ago?
I don't know. I don't think so. I didn't see them there. I would have remembered if I saw them there.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, their website's killer.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they've got like more than one style. Got a whole bunch of styles.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right. Look at that. Wow. Huh.
It's a good company.
It really is. The only problem is they come in matte black and brushed. That's the only two finishes.
I think brush is what I need, so that's okay. Wow, they're pricey though.
Adrian, you always got to be careful of the baseboard. That's like the sleeper.
Ooh. Yeah. Like,
whatever the center line is of the glass relative to the bar at the top, assume you got to plumb that. So like, sometimes people have 7/8 baseboard instead of 3/4. And like that extra eighth, like throws the door out of plumb. And then the customer's like, it looks crooked when I walk down the hall. And you definitely want to make sure there's dead wood above the door and everywhere where that bar is. And the other thing is, if you're going to use a shower door hardware, because I've done it, if you have to pad it out a little bit further, you can use a standoff with a hanger bolt, and then you could just thread the bar carrier into it. But when you fasten that through the sheetrock into the deadwood, sometimes you can over tighten it and it kind of just like buckles into the sheetrock. That Crown Lab company actually makes you do a bigger hole in the sheetrock and puts like almost like a bushing in there to prevent it from like crushing into the sheetrock. It's a really good company.
Yeah, it's a standoff that goes
It's cool. But the delta between the center line of the glass and your bar and that bottom baseboard is something you always got to remember to check. That bit me in the ass a couple times.
Gotcha. All right. That will. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. That's a good one. Yeah. That was a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sort of got more. Okay. Got more.
More options.
Yeah. I got more options now. So, I'm going to do what Keith said. I'm going to do that. I think that might work. So, I'm going to do that.
You can make it work.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy's tearing out his entire bedroom, everything. He's redoing everything and he wants a 6x6 shower enclosure. I'm like, man. It's okay. I mean, I got guys to carry the glass in, but man, it's...
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking a little bit about just kind of like marketing techniques. You know, how you know you start out when you're just a little operation, one man thing or whatever, you know, and how do you go about getting customers and how does that change over time? You know, as you get bigger, what new techniques are you trying and what techniques are you still doing? Is there anything that you did when you first started to drum up business that still works for you now?
There's something that I'm working right now. It's been good for me. I'm creating a relationship with some tile guys, looking for them on Instagram and also Facebook and engage in a conversation and see their posts. And I ask where is the job, if they can give me like the builder's name or just the address, if he's in my route, I stop by, take measurements and engage a conversation also with the builder. And if that works, also give them some like $100, $200 depends on the job.
Awesome.
It's been working for me lately.
Of all that. I mean, you know, that's the problem with, we're so busy now and there's so much going on and you got to, you know, if somebody gives you a lead, now you got to keep track of it and then what you're going to pay them for that. And, you know, we've had designers say, hey, put $200 on that shower door for me. And I have tile guys ask the same thing. And fortunately, I have a lot of tile guys that I work with that I give them leads. They give me leads. It's a wash.
Yeah.
You know, so the problem I have is managing, like, if I need to give kickbacks, which I hate, managing that becomes an issue. Do you have a simple way of doing that?
So what I'm doing, I have like a little notepad, put in the notepad.
Yeah.
Very simple. But once I increase the numbers of that, for sure, I'm going to put like in a spreadsheet, like in Excel, where I can control better. But it's like 5 guys, 6 guys, like per month. So it's pretty manageable for now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you have some kind of a CRM, you know, if you have some kind of a CRM that you're using, I mean, it's going to be easy to put that in, like just as a task or something to track that. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, Brad. What were we saying?
That's fine. No, that's fine. Well, I'm saying that, you know, I've kicked that around. I've had one guy that wanted a percentage, then you're having to look up, you know, what the sale is, come up with percentage figure. And, you know, it's just one of those things, but I do kind of like what you're saying there. I could direct them to call, you know, the girl at the front desk with the leads. We write down, like you say, simple as a notepad, and just keep track of it that way. But, you know, we have to make sure we got the sale and then, you know, follow up with a kickback. But then you got to mail them out or however you're going to distribute that. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so what happened before, guy, he asked me, Victor, so can you give me 10% for that? I said, dude, I'm sorry, but sales rep would be taking like 5%. The most that I can do like for this is like 150 or whatever, depends on the size of the shower. And then you just like a text message agreement, like a phone call agreement, just a simple agreement. Once you pay them later, after you're done, that's fine. They're going to keep you giving leads.
Okay.
Just make it simple. Mm-hmm. Like a buddy's conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Peter. Did they ever ask you for leads?
Yes. They asked me for leads. And I always say, this is the thing. Because I usually get there after them, but when I have the chance, I send them leads. But
no, I'm usually saying they may give you a lead for a house and you get it, but then they need more work. Do they ever ask you, hey, do you know a builder that needs another tile guy?
No, it's hard. They asked me already, but what I say, I mean, for sure, if I know something, for sure, I'm going to recommend you at my first thought. But I'm sorry to say my words, but I'm kind of a bitch because I say that for everyone.
No, that's kind of the way we built our network, is that we recommend them as much as they recommend mm-hmm. us. We try not to pass money because mm-hmm. I don't want to piss somebody off. And we've got 5 or 6 guys, and then it gets, oh, you mean you gave him the lead? You didn't give it to me? And then you get yourself in a bind.
Mm-hmm.
So we started doing that, and then we stopped because mm-hmm. there was too many of those guys that felt short-sighted mm-hmm. or they felt that they got shorted because we gave the lead to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I try and stay away from the money if possible. Just build the relationship of swapping.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah, you're 100% mm-hmm. correct, man. I think when that happens.
It happens. And talking from experience.
You know, and the thing is, I'm close to my contractors. We're friends. Sometimes we hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known them since I was in high school. You know, so I give one guy, you know, one lead. And then, you know, I just stick to the guy that I think is the best at what he does. And the other ones get mad and go for it, man. I'd rather use someone that my thing is the best to make me look good there's so many that's mediocre stuff. Well, get away. And so I don't recommend a lot of people.
And you got to read the customer too. I mean, there's some of them that they're not going to afford the best tile guy. They just can't. No. Or a certain remodeler. You know, there's remodelers that do $100,000 jobs, and there's ones that do $15,000 jobs. You know, and you got to read the customer to know which name to give them. I try and give them two or three and say, you get your prices, see who you like, and see what their time frame is. Mm-hmm. How fast, you know, can you wait? Can you wait for the guy that's really busy, or do you need it really fast?
All right.
You know, we're coming in that time of year where everybody needs it for Thanksgiving and everybody needs it for Christmas and everybody needs it for the, you know, you're running into that time of the year right now where it's not about the money, it's about the time.
True.
Yeah. And then there's those customers who, like, you don't want to send to somebody you like.
Yep. Yep. No.
So you always want to have, like, you always want to have a tile guy that you don't like in your hip pocket, you know, just in case.
Back to the home. Back to the home.
You guys ever, Brad. You guys ever show up to a job site, see a truck that you know that tile guy, he does horrible work? And you look at him like, oh God. I'm like, oh God. You know, I'm like, all right, bring out my 10 levels. I'm going to need them. You know, check everything. And they look at you with your levels thinking like, what do you have your levels for? So, well, I got to level it. You know, they get offended. That's
I don't need one mad. Of those things.
Yeah, that's funny. And they get offended. That's hilarious.
It's like they're getting graded on a paper, you know. You're coming in with the testing equipment.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Well, I had one customer that I had the light switch inside the shower. I go, this is not going to work.
Light switch inside the shower.
It was in the shower. I go, I can't put a shower door here. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't put one here. Get somebody else.
Rick just posted one today on your page, Chris.
Going oh, yeah?
The toilet, the vanity, it's all inside the shower, the tiled shower area.
I think there's a light switch in there too. Yeah, it was a
switch and an outlet.
And an outlet. Entire bathroom.
Is it a shower?
The solution is simple: just move the shower outside of that.
It's a
leave the other stuff in the shower and then move the shower head out.
I mean, I understand the whole bathroom. I understand the toilet part. I'm cool, man. Just squat, go take a shower. You're done. Part,
you know? Yeah, that's efficient. Yeah. You know.
You know, but not the vanity. Oh man,
he's doing the three S's with an electric shaver.
I smell hair.
Yeah, it's from an electrical burn. Crazy.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yep, it's some crazy things.
Yeah, it's amazing how many like homeowners don't even know what a level is. You know, like I'll walk in, I've got my level case. It's got like, you know, 6 foot level and all the other ones in between. And they're like, what's that? It's amazing how many people are like, what's that? What's that? Yeah. So you got to make stuff up. Oh, these are my skis. You know, like, oh, this is my bow and arrow. I'm going to do some archery after this.
Okay.
That's a good one. Pool cue.
This is what's going to make your life better.
It's going to make your life better.
This is what's going to make your life better.
Yeah, that's
right. They usually get amazed by the lights from the laser.
Yeah. Brian, Jerry, you're going to say something important, I think. We just all were just clowning around.
I was trying, man.
I could tell.
What I was going to say is back to the home show. It's a good place for us, Vitor, Brad, you're talking about it, to refer customers back to the tile guys, because like Vitor said, we're usually the last in the system. And so we don't get a chance to do a lot of referrals. But at the home show, that's when people are coming in and they don't have the house even built yet. Or they don't have the shower even started. They're looking for a tile guy. That's my opportunity to give back to the tile guys that referred to me.
I mean, how many home shows have you done, Brett?
No, this will be my first home show ever.
All right. Let me give you a tip. One of the best things to do is if you're going with multiple people, send somebody around to the other booths and introduce yourself to the other exhibitors. You're going to get a lot of good business from that. So find out if there's a remodeler, a cabinet guy, a flooring guy, plumbing supply house. Those are all really good connections to have. But don't stop there. Air conditioning guys, painters. Just make yourself aware of it, because they're like most guys. They're on job sites and they're looking for subs for their friend. Mm-hmm. So introduce yourself to all of them, even if they're not a contract, even if they're paver guys, ornamental fencing, I don't care what it is. Just make those connections.
Sure. I think that's excellent.
It is. It is. Because they'll talk to you because you're another exhibitor.
Yeah. And
just say, how's the show going? Hey, how do you guys get leads? And then just swap cards.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
we always get good feedback just from the other vendors.
How many shows are you guys doing, Bill? Are you still doing shows and you do a couple a year?
We do about 6 to 7 a year.
But you do them all, that you have an opportunity.
Yeah, every city has one. Like Tampa just had one, or Boca had one about a month ago. So every city has them different times of the year. But we found that we used to use a binder, and then we got to the iPad, so you can swipe through. So what Chris is saying, they can touch it. You can hand them the iPad and they can swipe. But what's nice, if they like it, you just go and email them the picture right to their house and customize it right there. So instead of the binder, now they have an electronic version that they can send to their designer, their tile guy, or whatever. Plus, you could have a separate page made up on that iPad with your pricing. So you don't have to show them your pricing. You can show them pictures. But if they want to get a ballpark, you can go to a pre-made price list that you have, if you want. Mm-hmm. You know, so the iPads have worked out very well, and then the display. But we always found that bringing a full size, at least a swinging door and a slider, just let them feel and touch it. You know, people say frameless, and they in their mind, they're thinking of what they saw at Lowe's or Home Depot, which could be 5/16 glass. And it's just not the same. But let them feel it and touch it and see how nice the wheels operate or how nice your hinges work.
So you take an actual display with you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I do too. And it draws them right into the booth. They can't help it. They just, it's like moths to a flame. They come right in and they got to open that door.
The thing you got to watch, you got to have at least two people at your booth. So if you're talking with somebody and somebody else comes in with their kids, the kids don't go slamming the doors or swinging it. So you always have to have somebody watching out for little kids. You can't help it. They're just going to grab at it.
Hey, you can hire me. You can hire me. I'll take off my belt and whip them if they do that.
That's great. Yeah, that'll work good.
That's for business.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll flock to you after that.
What are you going to say, Mike?
What did you build your structure to support the doors out of? Did you fabricate some kind of metal type frame, or what did you use?
Yeah, they're 2x4 iron. Wrought iron, then powder painted. We put casters on the bottom. So I make them 58 wide so that it's either a tub or a stall. If I use it for a stall, then we'll put a dorm panel. So I make one 58 wide and it's 78 tall on the inside dimension. So it's a big rectangle, right? Mm-hmm. It's got little legs on the side so it doesn't tilt front or back. You can also get them with flat bottoms. I just had the local welding guy do it, mm-hmm. powder paint it. Right now, I bought the raw materials and I gave it to the local high school that has a welding department, and they're doing it as a school project. They're making 10 of them.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it works out great.
So how heavy is it once it's all glazed?
Oh, it's heavy.
takes you can load guys. It. You can load it up in a truck and unload it. And,
yeah, we put it on a dolly and roll it, or you can put cast. You can screw casters in the bottom where the legs are the levelers. Take the levelers out and put casters in and roll it, or you can lay it on its side, depending on what kind of glass. If it's sliders, we usually pull the glass off.
Okay.
And just bring it with a frame. If it's a door and panel, I'll take the door off and leave the panel on and just install the door.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes it a little more manageable.
Yeah. That way it's all caulked and glazed. Well, in our case, in your case, no.
No.
But it's all ready to go.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. We've done enough of them, you know, and then we have the pop-up things so that you can get out of there quickly. I mean, getting in and getting out is always a pain in the neck on home shows. And then make sure you have a computer so you can book your, I don't know what you're running your programs for making appointments. So if you're using an Outlook calendar or whatever you use, make sure you bring it with it and book appointments right then and there.
Yep. Follow up. Just get them in there.
So Brad, what I was saying is the iPad works really good. It gives you, it's kind of like the higher tech version of a binder, right? Mm-hmm. The reason we got it, and we used to use a binder before iPads, but we got away from it just because it looks old school and you don't want to come across as old school. You want to come across as cutting edge. So you want to bring something, you know, more upbeat.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, you could send an email right from it.
Right from it. Yeah, and then you can text it to them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then they've got your your return address in their mailbox. I mean, it's a good deal.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And you have their coveted email address. Send them something else.
Or more importantly, their cell number. You can text it to them because that way, when you get back to the shop on Monday, you can do a video of your showroom. Say, hey, I was thinking, I know we ran the home show, but take a look at this and just do a quick video in the showroom and send it to them.
I like it.
So it's like follow up on steroids, right? Because instead of just sending somebody a text, you're giving them a personalized video.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It really does work good. Mm-hmm. It works really good because then they'll communicate with you and you'll open up that communication. I doubt if there's anybody else at the show that does that. So you'll stick out to them.
Do you have a form for them to fill out their information? Because if you have two or three people coming in at once, you get busy all of a sudden, you don't want to lose those people.
We do have that. We do have that. And we have, you know, just this simple one. We just need their name, name, phone number, and email. Don't even ask their address at that time. You can put city, you know, just to make sure that you're verifying that they're not way out of your area. But the important thing at those home shows too, is you should let them know that you have a network, us on this program, that if they have a secondary residence or relatives that are also looking, that you could refer somebody in California or somebody in Texas or somebody in Florida. You know, so we have this network that we work with around the country. And that's pretty good too.
Heck yeah.
Sure.
It adds more relevance to you and you're more important to them. Like right now, we're finding so many people in Florida have second homes somewhere else. And it's nice to say, oh yeah, we've got affiliate stores in Minnesota, or we've got somebody in Pennsylvania, wherever it is.
New Jersey.
There you go.
New Jersey. I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey?
Yeah.
You talk well,
that kind of brings up another topic I don't want to really bring up tonight, but at least I'll touch on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like we do have this network, and there's no reason why, you know, we couldn't. Something came up the other day where somebody was on a bridal registry, and I told Christine, I said, you know, it'd be cool if we could get on that bridal registry. You know, people are getting married. They're trying to get into a home. People want to give them stuff to, you know, start their life, and be cool to be part of that, you know, but it's a national thing, right? and I can't remember. I think it's called The Knot or something like that. Was yes. one of these deals. I would call it the ball and chain. But anyway, you know, I was kind of thinking, hey, it'd be great to be able to be on that. But it's kind of a national thing. We'd have to handle it nationally. It'd be really cool if this group could grow to the point where we could have a national co-op and be part of a co-op that we yeah. could service all kinds of things. You know, mm-hmm. let's say years ago, I had Arizona Shower Door come to me to do installs for them through the Lowe's program and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And, it wasn't attractive enough for me. I was busy enough on my own. But the only way that something like that works is you have to be national. Costco's another one. If you exit Costco, they have all these kiosks, as you're going through the lane to go out to the exit. And, you can't do a shower door program unless you're national. So what would be really cool is if we formed a co-op. And
absolutely. I think we definitely have enough, members in the group. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You know, a while back, I think earlier this year, I kind of reached out and said, hey, since your information, if you'd like to be kind of on this list of just that we could keep of websites for this purpose of referring, and a few people responded, but not that many. But it was pretty my attempt was kind of lame. I need to put together some kind of something a little bit more sophisticated that would automate it. This makes me think about Rob. I think Rob could probably do something like this, where Make It Easy, just reach out to the membership of the group and say, hey, fill out this form if you want to be a member of this co-op. Maybe have a little form, a little disclaimer of some sort.
That'd be easy to do,
right?
Yeah, and then just spin up the form and follow up and blast it to your full list, and they could opt in for whatever drop down services they want. We could automate however many sequences they want and put them into whatever pipeline we need.
Right. And then the cool thing about that is we could be like, call it whatever it is, shower door professionals, whatever, and say and then let that kind of entity be the contact. Then no matter where they're at in the country, there's probably somebody in the group who's close by.
For sure. Right. Well, you'd have to have thousands of people probably, because if you think about it, you're blanketing the entire U.S. and that's a lot of area. But there's a lot of issues you have to consider. One is everybody that's a member of it would have to prove that they're insured. That would have to be something that's maintained. And some of that would become maybe a management issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that, I'd like to noodle, and everybody thinks it's a good idea, then, maybe we ought to talk about it when at the glass show or something.
So something you would be willing to put a little bit of energy behind, maybe?
Sure.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm sure there's I'm sure we could get quite a few people who would be willing to pitch in on setting something like that up.
Yeah, and we could get it segmented and all the dates of initial registration put in, and then when does it expire, and then put in internal reminders that make it very easy to for someone's job to be look at who is expired now and contact them to get needed information. So whatever variables y'all think about, to uphold the standards of whatever basis y'all set, what are those terms? We could easily set some things up based on those different variations to make sure everyone's represented the right way. Because even like at the small level of Austin, we'd refer somebody when we stopped servicing all products and we just did showers. I felt bad saying no to everyone. So I always found somebody for whatever they needed. And then I added that as a template in our follow-up system. So the office is now trained everywhere, all locations. What do they need? Look in our templates, click this tag. It will send the customer that person's name, number, website, contact info. It'll send the actual contractor a text message with the customer's information that we just sent over, letting them know, hey, we just sent this person over. Look out for them. I don't know if they're going to call you or not, but just referred someone. And then we have it sent to a sheet automatically that will log that we referred it to them. Mm-hmm. And then it will set an automation reminder for us to actually follow up with that person at a future date to say, how did they treat you? Because we want to make sure, even at a small level, that we're not putting our brand behind someone who's mm-hmm. just milking us for the nice leads we're sending them their way. And that's been a cool system we've set up. Y'all talked about that. Like, everyone has their own ways to do that, but super important to do that because you could build something awesome around that network. Mm-hmm. I was thinking at a small scale, but y'all are talking about at a huge scale, which can be done. I can definitely see it with everyone's effort, especially. Everyone does a little, no one has to do a lot, like my dog.
Yeah. But there could be some costs, small costs involved, you know. I would imagine if you have a URL to maintain and create a website type deal and all of that, you know. But as a co-op, that would be pretty low mm-hmm. cost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The entire build, the spinoff, we could host it all within follow-up. The domain can be very generic, but the actual hosting and everything be like a $50, about a $200 a year maintenance total for operational website, fully functioning, everything it needs. And that's not a lot at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
I want to pay the person who does it too.
Right. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. It's going to be a little bit of cost for some labor.
Brad, to follow up on that, the other good source of leads is, you know, every realtor that sells a house generally gives their homeowners a present, whether it's going out to dinner or something. But if they're selling a $6 million house, they may want to do something more because their commission is pretty good. Yeah. So they could do a frameless store or a wine closet or something like that mm-hmm. that you could offer. So realtors are really good sources of references and business. You know, if they're selling somebody to fix her up or they want to flip it for an investment house, they may want to put in a shower door. So whether they give it out to their customers as a gift or just give you a lead for, you know, being able to sell a house as a flip, either case, realtors are really good sources of leads. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we go after them as well.
Mm-hmm. The realtors are cheap, though. They don't want to spend money.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the ones where you are, but ours are
cheap. They're cheap. They're cheap around here.
Everybody's moving to Florida, so they're all the realtors are pretty busy.
Oh, yeah, all the liberals are moving to Florida. You're going to get swamped by them. Watch.
We're finding out that's not the case.
No, they're not moving off.
No, it's the ones that are moving from the liberal states that want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Or the ones that want to move out of the tax heavy states like California to a non-tax state.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Hey, there's a reason Wayne Gretzky moved from California to Palm Beach.
There you go.
Palmville.
That's some good stuff right there, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, just the starting place would just be developing, you know, kind of a directory, right? Developing a directory where we could send people to sign up. You know, it's like, hey, if you'd like to be a part of this co-op, fill out this form, answer these questions. You know, maybe not everybody would qualify, kind of like Brian's saying, you know.
Yeah, you got to have some standards.
Yeah, you got to have some standards. I mean, you know, you guys might not want to let me in there, but I'll still help anyway. that guy, he doesn't use any silicone. Get him out of here. But yeah, you know, that'd be a great place to start. Just start compiling that list, compiling that data, getting them, you know, together, and then like see what we've got. I mean, do we have, you know, one member in every state? You know, is there 50? Is there 50 members? You know, or you know, I mean, you're gonna have some duplication, of course.
What's your membership up to, Chris?
Gosh, let's see. Right now, let me take
a look. You were over 2,500, weren't you?
Yeah.
27, I think I saw today.
2,700. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if like, if two thirds of those were like our real people.
Yeah.
You could, I mean, yeah. I mean, you could have, you know, a handful of people in every state.
Yeah. And then would you want to, like if people are paying to, which it wouldn't be a large cost, like I said, but whoever's contributing to this, would it be kind of, they would have exclusivity in their area, I guess, is would be the other question. Or do you make it wide open to anybody and everybody who qualifies?
Right. Know? See, so those would be, yeah, those would be the things that, you know, you'd start to unravel, you know? But, you know, I'm kind of a, like, you know, fly by the seat of my pants kind of a person. You know, I figured like, hey, you know, throw it out there, try it. I mean, see if it's even viable, you know, do some experimentation. If nobody's even interested, then like you find that out right away, you know, but if there's interest, then you can, okay, well, what's next? You know, what's the next step?
You start it and I guess it's going to start out slow, you know, until you start building it up and it starts getting recognized nationally, you know, right. Something like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and what's to say you couldn't go after like a Costco and say, hey, we've got this national group, you know, and they're all belong to this co-op.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, you would probably want some exclusivity, probably.
Maybe. You know, maybe, and you know, make people like, you know, kind of compete for that spot. You know, if there's two people in the same city, you know, you could pick the best one. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Like Star Alliance for their carriers.
Exactly. You could have like a cage match or something, and then you know whoever comes out alive would get the referral.
An install off. Like yeah. A Olympic install.
Install
all products and all variables. Like how fast can you do this? How about you? But action items, like realistically, I can spin up a web page, spin up a form that y'all can start sharing for like a generic one to gauge interest. And then all entries could go to some sort of heat map so we can even get an idea of where there'd be overlap. Would we care about the overlap that would happen in these cities? Do we actually really love two of the guys who are right next to each other? And do they actually... are they so overworked that they love the idea of sharing with each other? Because at least they're referring to someone who has the Shower Door Pros brand behind them, a sticker of approval kind of thing. Yeah. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to talk about that once you get that, gauge the interest with the page first. But I can help spin that up so you can start sharing it. And then we could expand on it as we go for next week's call.
You the man. You the man. Hey, thanks everybody for coming. Good to see you. Have a great week. We'll see you next Wednesday. Hey, this is Chris Phillips, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You may want to join the Shower Door Professionals group on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Shower Door Pros, and you'll find us. I look forward to seeing you.